I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Nigerian army says Boko Haram terrorists are on the run, but is it the truth or a public relations stunt? Reuters warns Islamic State and Boko Haram militants are gaining control in northern Nigeria. At the same time, Nigerian media claim military tactics are working and terrorists are retreating to Sudan and Central African Republic. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
All the evidence is pointing that not only has the government lost control at the northern part of Nigeria, but it's going to leak over to other areas. And you could have a situation like you had in the north of Iraq, where a group like Boko Haram tries to set up a caliphate where they control whole swaths of territory.
Open Doors partners with the local church to strengthen, support, and equip persecuted believers in northern Nigeria. Please pray for strength, protection, and godly wisdom. And recent statistics show that 66% of young adults stop attending church regularly. What can we do to prevent this? E3 partners suggest training teens for evangelism. Jeff Johnston of E3.
We've seen God do incredible things. One, people that were broken and that he's put back together, but also through students that seem like they're too young or not mature enough yet, but God is still able to use them and he's still able to grow them and to mature them.
E3 teams up with churches to provide an evangelism training program called Four Fields Training. This is designed to create healthy disciples and give Christians the confidence to share the gospel, whether in a mission field or in their own communities. For details or to donate, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.